Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Authorities in Hong Kong are cracking down on pro-democracy activists there after the election of a new pro-Beijing leader of Hong Kong. The activists say they have been told they will be charged in connection with protests that happened almost 3 years ago. Hong Kong enjoys a special status under China's One Country, Two Systems policy, which guarantees that Hong Kong's political systems will not be changed for 50 years following the British handover in 1997. So while citizens in mainland China do not have freedom of speech, citizens in Hong Kong are supposed to. Joining us from Shanghai is NPR's Rob Schmitz. And Rob, what are you hearing about this new crackdown? What's going to happen to these pro-democracy activists?
Well, today, Hong Kong police called at least 9 organizers of the large-scale protests that happened 2.5 years ago, and they told them that they would be charged with creating a public nuisance in a public place and that they should turn themselves in. So these 9 protest organizers have just turned themselves into police, and they face maximum sentences of a few months in prison each.
And is it just a coincidence that this happened just after the news that there's been a new leader, a new pro-Beijing leader of Hong Kong elected?
Well, the leader herself is saying that she had nothing to do with this. But I think that a lot of the organizers of these original protests and people who are known as localists, people who are fighting for more rights in Hong Kong, are definitely thinking that this is not a coincidence, that this is exactly the kind of thing that they were fearing before this most recent election that ushered her into power.
Well, and tell us more about her. Her name is Carrie Lam.
Right. So Carrie Lam is a lifetime civil servant in Hong Kong. She was most recently the city's chief secretary, which is the city's second in command. She made a name for herself by helping Beijing try to change the city's election laws so that the election system that Beijing would be happier with would be implemented in Hong Kong. But that entire process spurred massive protests that shut down the city's financial sector for more than 2 months. And during those protests, she represented the city government in negotiating with student protesters who were fighting for more democracy. In doing so, she gained the favor of the communist leadership in Beijing. And so she was elected as chief executive by what's called an election committee. And this is a group of mostly pro-business and pro-Beijing electors, 1,200 in all, who voted for her on Sunday after China made it clear that it wanted Lam in that position. Despite trailing in all the public opinion polls to an opposing candidate, she won the election with 777 votes.
And what does that say about Hong Kong's status? We mentioned the one country, two systems policy, but are people worried that that policy is just a policy in name only?
That is precisely what they're worried about. You know, Hong Kong is what is known as a special administrative region of China. And for 150 years, it was ruled by Great Britain. And then it was handed over to China in 1997. You know, at that time, the British and Chinese negotiated how the new territory would be governed. And it was decided that Hong Kong would have a high degree of autonomy from mainland China and would be allowed to govern itself. In fact, the Chinese promised that Hong Kong could work towards universal suffrage, in other words, letting all of its citizens vote for the city's chief executive, something that the British never allowed. So this agreement is what is known as one country, two systems. But the problem with that is that in recent years, China's government has increasingly interfered with Hong Kong's affairs. It has refused to implement an election system that gives everyone the right to vote, and it has imprisoned and kidnapped people who speak out against Beijing. So many of these actions violate the promises that Beijing made when it took control of Hong Kong. And the umbrella movement was spurred by Beijing's refusal to give Hong Kong residents the right to vote for their leader.
So has this new leader, Carrie Lam, said anything about trying to reach out to the pro-democracy movement?
Yeah, in fact, this was one of her big promises after she was declared chief executive on Sunday. She said she would work to heal the divide in the city. But these arrests today are making people wonder if she's going to make good on that promise.
Rob, I want to ask you about one more thing while we have you. You've been in contact with a professor from Australia who has also been detained in China. What's the story there?
His name is Feng Chongyi, and Professor Feng is an Australian permanent resident. He is a citizen of China, and he was doing work here in China interviewing human rights lawyers. Now, this group of people, human rights lawyers, have been targeted by the central government in the past 2 years, and many of them have been arrested, imprisoned, and tortured. And so he was doing that type of field work. And pretty soon, as during his field research, he started being followed by state security agents who followed him across the country to the city of Guangzhou in southern China. And that's where he tried to leave. He tried to leave twice. He tried to fly out, but he was on a no-fly list thanks to these agents. And these agents detained him. They questioned him. And right now, he's still in Guangzhou. I've been in contact with him today. He seems to have a fair degree of freedom in the sense that he can email, but he's definitely under surveillance, and he's not sure when he's going to be allowed to leave.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Rob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.